This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2286. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded March 13th, Alaska, Bangladesh, Brazil, Cambodia, Canada, China, Congo DR, Cuba, Ethiopia, Europe, India, Kuwait, Luxembourg, Madagascar, Malaysia, Mexico, Myanmar, Netherlands, New Zealand, North America, Peru, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Spain, Sudan, Sudan South, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, on the IRCA list, Walt Salmon of NBC tells us about Alaska's station in Ketchikan, KTKN on 930. They're right downtown on the waterfront. Anyone going on an Alaskan cruise almost always stops in Ketchikan. It's a short jaunt over to the station and antenna. Pretty unusual these days, having the transmitter and studio offices co-located. For ages, they were having serious issues and were off for months at a time, and when on, had terrible transmitter issues, distorted audio or extremely low modulation, splattering over 50 or 60 kilohertz of spectrum. However, he says as of March 9th, all of that seems to have been fixed for a good month or more by now. Ron Howard in California reports hearing Bangladesh Batar, 693 kilohertz medium wave, via remote in Nepal, March 6th after 2210 UT, with music and IDs, and at 2300, the Islamic call to prayer for the dawn. Nice to hear it, as their shortwave 4750 has been off the air for a while. Also off the air for a while has been the Brazilian on 4885, Rádio Clube do Pará. But in the NASFA flash sheet, Ralph S. W. Perry in Illinois reports hearing it on March 6th. At 1010 UT in Portuguese, well before the Korean fades in, takes over the frequency, and this was parallel to Pará's web stream. However, there have been no reports of it since, although we've frequently tried at various times of the day, even using remotes in Brazil to hear 4885. It used to be running all night, and if they're really serious about coming back, they should be on the air in prime time. I asked Rodolfo Grimm in Brazil to look into this, and he says they are only active on FM 106.9, at least according to their website. It doesn't even mention medium wave or tropical bands. However, it might have been back on the tropical band just temporarily due to some important football matches. That has happened before with stations like Radio Cultura de Araraquara on 3365. Stephen Luce in Texas replies, I checked the Brazilian remote around 0445 UT March 12th. And no sign of 4885. The reactivation, just for soccer matches idea, does sound plausible. And Rudolf Grimm reports the status of official Brazilian shortwave stations as of the 10th of March, including Radio Brasil Central. Still no signal on 4985. But on 11815, it was active, but a very weak, distorted signal with a strong spur at 11955. Cambodia Non. Ralph Perry in Illinois in the NASA flash sheet reports FABC Cambodia, 13870. The Voice of Love via FABC in the Philippines, Bocaui site, March 6th in Khmer at 1253, a nice signal. Fun to hear this, produced daily in the FABC Cambodia studio in downtown Phnom Penh. And they love reports. They mention FABC and contact info, ethnic theme music, and 1301 signing off until 1303 after the FEBC chime interval signal, and also heard the next day, March 7th. In the British DX Club, Keith Ballinger, G0RQQ, also known as VA2QU, says a good friend of mine has started working as a weather specialist at CFQR 600 in Montreal, a small private station from a site just south of the city with 10 kilowatts daytime and 5 at night. He says they are quite enthusiastic about getting reception reports from distant listeners. On their website under Contact Us is a page formatted for SINPO reports. David Potter in Gainesville, Florida reports on China, 5990. Shanghai PBS via Xining. Cuba was not on the frequency March 3rd, so he heard it 2335, to 2345, the Nepali service from the Chinese station, weak but clear, also via remote in Thailand, where he could tell it was clearly parallel to 9850. But there is also CRI in Russian on 5990. He says here in Florida, signals of both are sufficiently weak that neither dominates. Zaharis Lyangas in Greece, who monitors only via remotes, was listening via the one in Irkutsk, Russia, to Sichuan Ethnic Radio, 6060.17, at 1457 UT, with good sound, multiple IDs at the top of the hour, fast bass rhythm at 1501, exotic music till abruptly off at 40 seconds past 1516. That was on March 9th. Dan Robinson keeps in contact with the missionaries in the eastern Congo DR of Radio Kahuzi, who used to be on shortwave 6210. On March 13th, he got an email with the subject line, Missionaries Under House Arrest. Update from the front line. We're living through another time of stress. Radio Kahuzi FM is off and on the air, depending on which staff member feels safe enough to get to work. No one dares to venture out after 6 p.m. or before 6 a.m., our equatorial sunrise and sunset. This reminds us of the same situation several years ago, when we awoke at 6 a.m. with a sniper standing in our street, with their backs in our direction, firing 3 meters from our bedroom windows toward the houses and MONUSCO forces, who were launching mortars back in our direction. This event found Rich and Kathy on the floor for 10 days and nights, eating spam from a can to keep alive. I'm asking them for clarification about what they mean now by house arrest, but it certainly sounds like a concerning situation. There's a story about it at allafrica.com. And these comments about it from Bruce Churchill via Ron Howard. The situation in eastern Congo DR is fraught with danger and chaos, especially for Rich and Kathy MacDonald, would be the understatement of the year. This part of Africa has got to be the most dangerous place on the globe right now. The probability of Radio Kahuzi appearing on shortwave anytime soon is quite low. I only hope they can keep a very low profile. As a broadcaster, they are certainly in the crosshairs. This is a conflict where both sides are out of control and have absolutely no respect for human rights. The European Union seems to have lost interest in this situation. As a running dog of Yankee imperialism, Cuba went on daylight shifting time on exactly the same date as Little Havana in Miami. So now it's UT minus 4. Chris Campbell has obtained from Radio Havana, Cuba, their official schedule so far, a very much curtailed one, for the March to November season. And it says self-contradictory, showing Spanish and English on 6,000 at the same time. But here's what it says. Spanish to the Americas at 11 to 14 and 23 to 05 on 6,000. To South America at 12 to 15 and 23 to 05 on 15 to 30. And also the Mesa Redonda program, which I think is weekdays only from TV audio, at 22 to 23 on 6,000. Then English to North America at midnight to 06 on 6,000, and Portuguese to South America at 22 to 23 on 15 to 30. And that's it. Supposedly you may be able to hear English on their web stream, but he says so far he's only hearing Spanish. In communication of the British DX Club, Tony Rogers reports on a station on 630 kHz in Ethiopia, heard via the remote in Addis Ababa, associated with the Oromia Education Bureau. Pre-recorded lessons for students in Oromo and Amharic. And a lot of typical Horn of Africa music is played and repetitive xylophone-style tune between some lessons. Ron Howard found more information about this, a joint project with Japan, supplying radio program production equipment, and Ethiopia preparing the radio studio building. It's 1 kilowatt on 630 kilohertz. David Koenig has also been monitoring it via the local remote, and finds it's on or off the air at various times during the day. And also listened to by Zaharias Dangas. Ron Howard says on March 9th, 630 kHz, from 0704 till he tuned away at 745, later noticed audio ended at 0825, the transmitter off at 0827. On March 11th, Ron Howard was hearing it between 0530 and 0630 UT. In Rustyx, Vladimir in Rybinsk reports on his extensive monitoring of Ethiopia via that remote, on medium and shortwave, but here's what he says about shortwave. Fauna National Radio is heard on 6110 and medium wave 1080. On HF, there are sometimes problems with modulation and the transmitter switches off. Amhara Radio is heard on 6090, sometimes problems with modulation and switching off, but it's never heard on its listed medium wave 801. Oromia Radio on 6030, the same problems as the others. It's also heard on medium wave 837 and 1035, but not on listed 1053. Filed under Europe, this via Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener in Germany, quoting an article from academy.dw.com, called for an increase of European support for free media, dated February 28th. Independent journalists, public interest media, and civil society organizations in countries around the world need decisive support. They are directly and severely impacted by the current U.S. administration's decision to freeze financial support to independent media. Therefore, we, a coalition of media organizations concerned with media freedom, journalist safety, and every person's right to access unbiased and fact-based info, call on the European Union and European states to step up their support for independent media. This was initiated by organizations in France, Germany, Switzerland, and Denmark. And Dr. Biener says earlier in February, media rights associations like Reporters Without Borders, European Federation of Journalists, Deutsche Journalisten Union, had already issued calls for urgent help to journalists and media all over the world. Some linked the issue to a demand for stricter measures against U.S. big tech firms monetizing content they have never paid for. Like in Canada, Australia, or New Zealand, the sector for serious journalism is shrinking because the place to be for advertisers is online, with the big tech firms and not in a newspaper or printed magazine. Joe's Jacob of DX India says, effective 12 March, Akashvani External Services via Bengaluru, 250 kilowatts, has changed frequency, 9620 to 11710, for these transmissions. A sesquihour in Farsi at 1600, 2 hours in Arabic at 1730, and 1 hour in French at 1930. That is important because at least during the French broadcast, the English quarter-hour called Spotlight is sometimes inserted. And also in the Arabic hour, and already on March 13th, José Ronaldo Xavier, JRX in Brazil, already heard it. 11710, March 13th, during the Arabic program at 1816 to 1840, including the Spotlight program in English at 1825. Wolfgang Büchel has extracted a number of A25 schedules from tentative HFCC registrations, including those marked N for numérique, which means DRM. There are lots and lots of those, but I went through the entire list and found only one targeting North America, that is CRF zones 6, 7, and 8. It's 13650 from 17 to 20 UT, Radio Kuwait in Arabic, 250 kilowatts at 350 degrees. And based on previous performance, I'm not at all sure it will really happen. And speaking of DRM, Chirp refers to a Radio World article. Solar Grove introduces a personal DRM receiver. The consortium is welcoming this announcement, a small and affordable model made in India, manufactured by a local affiliate of Solar Grove Solutions, a U.S.-based company. Model N88 is medium-wave, shortwave, VHF, with analog and DRM reception, running on 3 AA batteries, expected to be available for purchase in fourth quarter of this year. Kai Ludwig in Germany has his doubts. There was an important consumer electronics fair 20 years ago, IFA, with an official DRM launch presentation, supposed to appear in shops before Christmas, samples of Roberts and Sanjian receivers which never appeared. Contradicting last week's report about Luxembourg that the historic mass at Junglinster were about to be demolished, this from Michel Frémier's radio magazine, February 28th. Broadcasting Center Europe, BCE, has received permission to demolish mass at Bideweiler and not at the historic Junglinster site. However, demolition of Bideweiler's antenna is not expected to take place until the end of this year. regarding Jungminster, its classification as an historical monument is only about the main building and not the masts, which are not original. The media magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio 2286. A non-commercial service, like our website, worldofradio.com. Many thanks this week for generous financial support from Peter Robinson of Preston, UK, who sent a donation via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. Stephen Luce in Texas says, I've been wondering about the future viability of the MGLOB facility, that is the shortwave relay site near Tananarive, Madagascar at Talata. Recent cutbacks by the BBC and AWR must have affected bookings and operational income. The cuts to Dabanga and Tamazuk won't help that situation. More about that when we get to Sudan and Sudan South. John Filiozzi says, makes me wonder if some USAID money was in there, too. In the NASA fly sheet, Ralph Perry in Illinois reports Malaysia's only remaining shortwave frequency, 11665. YFM, that's WAI, via Kajang. This was on March 6th at 1240. A poor signal, but at least hearing something. Often the frequency is just blank. He reports YL, a cappella, funky, ethnic, chant-style music in a local language, and it was parallel to the YFM web stream. Bad news about Mexico, their last shortwave station has disappeared from the air. I'd been hearing it every night on 6185, but there was no signal March 12th when I checked at 0631 and still off at 917, nor was there anything to be heard the following evening either direct or via remotes. That's Radio Educación. Nominal schedule starts at 22 UT and its shortwave programming ends at 06. So after 06, they must have been relaying some other station like the one on medium wave 1060. Stephen Luce in Houston and Ron Howard in Monterey, California have not been hearing it either. But Ron and I checked the web stream on their website for 6185 and we're hearing instead programming for the station in Mérida on FM 107.9. I made an inquiry on their web form contact, but no reply yet. Stephen Luce offers some hope. He says, I recall two previous outages lasted a couple of weeks. In the NASA flash sheet, Ralph Perry in Illinois reports about monitoring Tanzin Radio Myanmar on 7345. Trouble is, CNR7 in China is on the same frequency at the same time. He was listening March 5th and 7th. Tazen Radio was dominating at 1325, went off at 1330, uncovering the Chinese station, and it is parallel to 13770 to help keep things straight. David Potter in Gainesville, Florida, reports apparently direct reception of a low-power 100-watt Netherlands station on 6130 Radio Europe at midnight 10 UT on the 4th of March, very weak, mixing with Tibet. However, Tibet faded around 0100. And he was still hearing the Netherlands station at 0125 with an ID, also at 131 and 143, tuned out at 0200. Walt Salmon of NBC reports 100% decode of Radio New Zealand in DRM on 11690, a program about Antarctica at 1720 UT, March 11th. And thanks to Tony Pavic for pointing out this frequency, which was not listed. North American Pirates. Ron Howard in Monterey, California, reports he has been able to hear the one formerly known as Ikari FM on 1710 AM. Not direct, but via remote in Mount Palomar, Southern California, where even there was interference from Travis Air Force Base on 1710. Playing easy-listening Japanese songs, March 7th from 0345 UT. And he got another reply from the operator Ivan or Ivan. He says, I guess it's time to keep improving the setup in any way I can. I hope a storm takes down the antenna so that I have a valid reason to move the loading coil near the top of the vertical section. By the way, this is the same operator and station originally known as Radio Pushka, which means rifle in Russian, and later as Vostochnaya Zvezda, Eastern Star. Rick Barton in Arizona is still hearing Antichrist Pirate, Station YHWH, on 7475, at various times between 0420 and 0530, on February 27th, March 4th, and 7th. Of course, if some of the few still active Peruvians on shortwave, on 4775, Radio Dharma, heard by Ralph Perry, Illinois, March 6th at 1022. Also the same date by Brandon Jordan in Tennessee, 10 hertz above 4775 with an open carrier from 0949 and a half. Andean instrumentals from 1000. Good morning and sign-on announcements. And then there's Radio Logos. He heard on 4809.996. March 6th, its open carrier was at 0756 and a half. Andean vocals starting at 0804 and a half and signing on at 0807 and a half. National anthem at 0808. LSB needed to avoid the Ute on 4812. Ralph Perry also reports that one, March 6th at 10.02 with a weak but clear signal. And folk music at 10.05. On March 9th, Alexander Myatlikov in Ukraine reports hearing a buzzer on 6160 kHz recently, similar to the one on 4625 from Russia. This is in the evenings around 19 to 21 UT, sharing the frequency with China Radio International. This at least March 9th, a huge buzz has reappeared atop the Saudi Arabian signal on 11934.893, where they relay Republic of Yemen radio. Thought to be a transmitter fault rather than jamming. Ed Sylvester, 7Z1ES, explains the situation there. I live in Riyadh and have had meetings with SBA. Early last year, they were on the fence as to whether to continue. The transmitters and antennas are currently in a sector of Riyadh that has been designated for future housing projects. Hence, the government will either fund a move or have them shut down permanently. Because there has not been funding to date, they are cannibalizing older transmitters for replacement parts to at least keep Yemen radio on the air. Saudi Arabia is in the midst of a full-bore modernization in all sectors, and DAB Plus has been touted as the new medium for widespread broadcasting. They also rely on high-powered medium-wave broadcasters that can be heard throughout the region. The future of short-wave broadcasting seems bleak in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, as surveys of listenership have been spotty and unconvincing. We'll know more in the coming months. Fingers are crossed, says Ed Sylvester. The AERDX Forum, Spain, Juan Gutierrez reports on broadcasts from Ruqi Radio IME, that's R-U-Q-U-I, via Channel 292 in Germany. Sunday, March 16th at 07-08 UT on 9670, and the following Saturday, March 22nd at 22-23 UT on 3955. The WRTH app via Dave Kenny in the British CX Club reduced broadcasts targeting Sudan Radio Dabanga and Arabic Daily at 16-17 on 15550 via France. And Radio Tamazo for South Sudan reduced to daily 330-345 on 11650 Madagascar, and 15-1515 on 15550 via Madagascar. That carries English on Tuesdays and Fridays at 1500. Some important stories in the press I don't have time to quote, but you may want to look up. World Service must be fully state-funded to counter disinformation about the BBC. That appeared in The Guardian of March 12th. Thanks to Mike Cooper and Charles Harlick for sending that on to us. BDXC reports you may subscribe to BBC Monitoring Disinformation Reports, a regular newsletter. It's at monitoring.bbc.co.uk. Doesn't mention any price, no charge. From the Kiev Independent, March 7th, via Mike Cooper, Ostap Yarish, a Ukrainian correspondent at VOA, was dismissed on March 7th following an inspection by the DOGE. And from the Associated Press headline, at the Voice of America, the Trump administration is moving swiftly to assert its vision. Opinion by Dana Milbank in the Washington Post. Trump is fast dismantling the free press. We all have to stop him. David Cole sent that on, as well as this from the New York Times, dated February 28th. VOA journalists faced investigations for Trump comments. Via Mike Barraclough. This by David Folkenflik at National Public Radio, March 10th. A bane for tyrants abroad U.S.-funded networks Fear, Fate, Under Curry Lake. About WTWW, George McClintock told me on March 11th that the number 2 transmitter started smoking as some capacitors were burning, but they were being replaced and the station was back on the air by March 12th on 5085. And we hope it will still be on in time for World of Radio UT Saturday at 0300. WMLK in Pennsylvania is not always on the air as scheduled, but when it is, I've noticed some spurs attached to its frequencies, such as March 6th at 2031 on 17525, spurs plus and minus 8 kilohertz from there. And then on March 7th at 2221, I was hearing spurs every 4 kilohertz above and below between 17509 and 17541. And then March 10th at 1537 went on 15150. There were also unstable spurs at multiples of 4 kHz above and below between at least 15142 and 15158. Some FCC actions via the National Radio Club DX News. The 50 kilowatt station on 1530 in Harlingen, Texas, KGBT, has changed its call sign as of March 11th to KYWW. On 1060, WLNO in New Orleans has had its license canceled by the FCC, which believes it has been silent or operating with unauthorized parameters since its special temporary authority expired on October 18, 2021, and did not respond to inquiries. In IRCA, Walt Solomon of NBC has been monitoring the low-power Californians on 1710 kHz, KHMB in Half Moon Bay, and Travis Air Force Base. KHMB has 5 or 6 transmitters on very slightly different frequencies. Here's his recording, March 11th at 0452 UT.
Information radio is the way you find out about things going on around Travis Air Force Base, like natural disasters, imminent threats, and important safety information. Tune to this radio frequency to hear important notices about emergency steps you can take to minimize their impact on you and your family. Set a button on your car radio so you can find this frequency fast when safety is an issue. Travis Air Force Base Command Post operates this station to broadcast any information at any time for the safety and preservation of life and property on this installation.
A late report just in from JRX in Brazil. He also heard the English Spotlight program from India during the French broadcast March 13th at 2001 on the new frequency 11710. The propagation outlet from SWBC, part of NOAA, is still available and we hope will always be. This one issued March 10th. Geomagnetic field activity at minor storm levels, 18 March, 26 to 27 March, and 05 April, due to recurrent coronal hole high-speed stream influences. Quiet unsettles for the remainder of the period. ANKNC is peaking at 20 and 5 March 18th, 25 and 5 March 26 and 27th, and April 5th. Quietest dates of only 5 and 2, March 20th to 24th, 29th, 30th, April 1st and 2nd. Solar flux rising from 160 March 14th to 195 March 21st and down to 150 by April 4th. Consult our website for much more info, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations. Hoping you'll hear me again next week. Glenn Hauser here concluding World of Radio 2286 with a standard disclaimer.